I cried, you know, with the despair and everything this morning. I could barely talk to my family. I was so shocked when I woke up that I did not stay up and watch the results. I'm interested. What I want to ask is, with changing his programming, I mean, can they do something like a, you know, like a walk-in soul? Or, I mean, is there a chance with his programming that he may actually turn out to be a decent president if they can rewire him completely?
Well, that is something that, I mean, you know, I have been doing that with the woman that I always refer to as the whistleblower. And, you know, she has a person that is, I call her like the backup. She's kind of like backup on a computer. And she turned out to be, you know, like the mother of all evil. It's like she was actually the master level of the Matrix and created with Lucifer the Matrix and this whole system. So I have been systematically shutting her down and shutting down the master matrixes with her since about 2000. She became a client, you know, just before 2012, as have most of the people that have, you know, that are current clients. And I had shut her down pretty much to where I was just working on her personal programming, because she was initially kind of connected to this huge database that was not something that she was consciously actively using. I mean, she's an ordinary, you know, woman just like you or just like me. You know, she's married, got a, you know, a kid, and goes through the same kind of trials and tribulations everybody else does. And she, and on a personality level, is certainly nice enough. We kind of joke because if she'd had a different type of a personality, she and I would never have been able to get along, because, you know, my personality can be a little bit abrupt at times. And so I had completed that process with her probably right around the time that Mercury went direct again, which would have been, what, September? Was it September? The first week in September or October? I can't even remember now what, you know, what that is.
I think it was the first week of October.
Was it? Okay, so the first week of October. So I had, you know, shut down all of those levels. And then I had been working on Donald Trump. There was, he actually showed up at, there was this, what I call the hierarchy of evil. And it only had 12 levels to it. So the first level was this woman. The second level was Donald Trump. And then there's been another client that I've been working with that embodied all of the energies of demonic and satanic energies, which I've been clearing out for the last couple of months. Now, this other woman that I was telling you about, and I won't use her name, but she actually was the daughter on a spiritual level now. Not, these two women do not know each other. She was the daughter of all evil. So she embodied like level two of this hierarchy. Donald Trump, I think, if I remember correctly, was also on this level two of the hierarchy. So I shut him down, shut them down, and started working through these other, you know, like I said, kind of extensive levels or deeper levels within each of them. And like I said, if you remember over the last 10 days or so, Donald Trump was all of a sudden behaving himself. So, yes and no. One of the things, you know, I've always had this argument with the guys upstairs over the years, is that it would not be fair for Mother, Father, Creator, Source to just forgive everybody and turn all the programming off and then just re-give everybody brand new programming, but they're still in the same bodies, the same personalities, the same, you know, power base or wherever they are in society, you know, all of a sudden going from being unchristed souls to being christed. How fair would that be to christed souls that have always been loyal? It wouldn't be. So so when the redemption program was revealed, it was like, oh, okay, so this is like a way to give unchristed souls a way to redeem themselves, which the redemption period lasts from, you know, within the last couple of years to the end of their lifetime in this lifetime. And during that time, they're meant to turn their lives around and kind of make better choices so that they earn that redemption. If at the end of this particular lifetime they don't redeem themselves, then they would go through a recycling process and, you know, would no longer exist as an individual soul, which is what's happened to the other people that have already been recycled. And, by the way, Donald Trump was recycled. So there's not been anybody home there for the last, I don't know, month or so. It's been, trying to remember now. But I do remember when they actually recycled him. So to answer your question, technically, there's nobody home. Technically, we could, at, you know, do a reprogramming, provided that all of this negative programming can be shut down first. Since it took me like 4 years to shut down the programming of this woman that's at the top of the hierarchy, you know, it's not an overnight process. It takes time. So, in this particular situation of where we're at now, that's the only option that I really see, you know, from the level of being human here on the earth, that that I will continue to see what kind of different programming, you know, can be added to him. But it's not just him. It's his, you know, it's his VP. Pence is no better. I mean, if somebody shot, you know, Trump today, Pence is no better. He's just a radical religious guy that believes the same way. He just has a smoother exterior. And his wife, Trump's wife, is an Anunnaki through and through. Look at her face. If that is not a snake alien face, I don't know what is. And his kids, Rudy Giuliani, you know, all of these people that he has surrounding him, they're all, you know, part of this Illuminati New World Order agenda actors. That's who they are. So, all I can say is that I'm going to do my best to keep on shutting things down within them and shutting down this Illuminati and New World Order. If I can shut that down on a planetary basis, then automatically the energy or the agenda that would normally be channeling through them is, you know, would be shut down. How long that's going to take, I don't know. It could be, you know, done in as short a time as, you know, the next few weeks to, you know, any time beyond that. Does that answer your question? Does it answer?
It does. No, it does.
Okay. So, yes, I will certainly try, but like I said, it's more about shutting down this whole hierarchy of the New World Order and the Illuminati as a system than it is to target him per se. It's more like, well, he needs to be targeted, yes. And one of the things that I did today, you know, part of the work that I do is I take different souls before the Collective Christ Council. It's like the karmic board. You know, I call them forward. And then one of the things that was done today, which, again, totally surprised me because I thought that this stuff was already done, is to collect the keys and controls from Donald Trump and all of his people. Because, I mean, if you've been watching what's been going on, the way that he has always bounced back is just not natural.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean? It's like...
those recordings, I couldn't believe that. The recordings didn't make a dent in anything of him...
Oh, you mean,
said about women.
Yeah, cutting off the cords and the ties and everything to all of his people, you mean?
Yeah, well, no, I'm just talking about how you said that it's very unnatural how he can just bounce back, like, no matter what he says or what he does.
Right,
you know, that his followers are okay with it, just like they were with Hitler, you know.
Right.
It's just like,
right.
It's crazy.
Right. And it's just pure evil is what it is. Which, by the way, I did take down, you know, I had posted these newsletters that I had sent out to everybody. I posted them on my website. I took them down today, this morning. It's the first thing I did. I thought, you know what? This was before I soaked and before I got all this information that I'm sharing with you now. But when I first woke up, it was like, I mean, I got to admit, I felt fear, you know, that we could very well, you know, be living in a cycle of no free speech or... you know, he promised to get even with those women, you know, that came out against him and all the other people that have angered him at one time or another. It's just like, I mean, we've never seen anything like this. You know, the first person that called me or that Skyped me was the gal from the UK, which was not the number one person, but the number two person. She Skyped me last night and, you know, right after she saw because they've been watching just as closely our election over in the UK and in Western Europe and around the world, basically. They've been watching just as closely as we have. And one of the things that she said to me, you know, when they had the Brexit vote, I thought, yeah, that was terrible. But if you look at that in connection with now what's happened here and what they talk about, what's happening in Western Europe, this rise of, what do they call it, national fascism or something like that. You know, I mean, it's basically like Hitler rising again over in Western Europe. And it's happening in, you know, France and Germany and all the Western, our Western allies, that they voted in these people. And now we've done...
Yes, it's that energy that's surging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is not normal.
Mm-mm.
You know? This is Matrix programming. Like I said, if you think about, if the Matrix program could just, like, momentarily, you know, send out a short circuit and cause people to, you know... flip a switch. And like I said, I didn't see it coming. I see it now. I see that it has been a major move to bring about the New World Order and all the things, you know, that they talk about. I mean, you know, the Illuminati stuff and you know, the money and all that stuff. I mean, I'm aware of it, but I don't, you know, like I said, I never put a whole lot of attention there because I figured that the shutting down of the Matrix would bypass that. And it seems like that what happened is that my shutting down of the Matrix kind of, I don't want to say triggered it. It may have in some way that it was hiding. Because the Matrix programs come up... they get revealed to me when they're ready to shift, you know. And you probably know, and a lot of my clients that, you know, worked with me over time, they know that sometimes they'll tell me something and I, you know, it's like not quite there. But usually when my clients tell me something, not just about their issues, but about something that they're getting on a larger scale, I usually, you know, kind of check into it because we are connected, you know, we're connected through the star teams, and the clearer that you guys get, the more open you are to receiving, you know, information from upstairs as well, and then being able to pass it back on to me, because I'm still only one woman with only one brain, even though I keep asking them to give me a bigger and bigger brain, it's still only one.
Right.
So anyway, what else, what other... questions do we have here?
For me, the questions have been answered. I kind of view him, I view this as like a landmine, you know, that nobody knew and it stepped on and it went off. But
exactly.
I'm also thankful, you know, because I had the, you know, with the despair and, you know, I was at the school volunteering all day and, you know, I was just so sad this morning. I could barely function. I was so sad. And I'm feeling good now of like kind of, you know, being the ground personnel of this, of, all right, this happened. What are we going to do about it? You know, and going to clear the matrixes. And is there anything we doing your part with clearing the matrixes and communicating? Is there anything we can do with clearing, planetary clearing with our macros or any support for you that we can do as we've, you know, all been given this huge curveball
right.
What we just discussed?
Other than, you know, using the clearing nets, you know, like you do you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There isn't anything at this moment. I will probably, we'll probably do more of these calls as I kind of get information about what's going on. I'm glad that you put it that way, that it is and was kind of a landmine that came out of nowhere and just, you know, happened.
I mean, it was in the stars for her to win. I mean, you know, just like even astrology, you know, backed up.
Well, if you looked at that article that I sent, it the guy that wrote that particular one, and that astrology chart, by the way, was sent to me by one of my other clients, and he, you know, subscribed to a different type of astrology that uses a different timeline of when you actually embody in the earth. When your soul, you know, embodies, not the point of birth, which is first breath, which is usually about a 5-minute difference. Now, he had told me about this quite some time ago, and I never really paid much attention to that particular astrology chart or astrology type, but I did kind of look into it, and then when he sent me that, the author of that particular article said that he initially saw Trump winning, and then he went back and he saw other things that showed up that showed Hillary is winning. So she was supposed to win. The guys upstairs told me she was going to win. All during the night, I get, you know, a lot of times, you know, I'll muscle test when I need quick answers and stuff, and I got strong yes all through the night. This other information that I am telling you is only information that I could probably be able to give because of the nature of the work that I do. Like I said, the idea that my fellow Americans would choose to have this person, this evil person, as our president was just totally, you know, heartbreaking. But that they were manipulated, yes, that I can handle. And then
that was what I felt it was rigged in my meditation time this morning. That was what I asked. I was thinking the Russians. I was thinking more like on a earthly, you know.
Yes, and I can't discount that. I mean, I'm waiting. Who knows in the next few days if they won't instigate an investigation. It doesn't seem like it. Hillary seemed, you know, I mean, I just cut part of it, but I saw, like, Putin's on right now, and, man, he looks gleeful, you know.
Yeah.
And, yes, they were, you know, on this physical level, yes, they were interfering there, you know, with the WikiLeaks and with all of that and, you know, hacking and all the different ways that they could. But I don't know that this thing that I'm talking about, if people flip the wrong switch, you know, how they would validate that. My client that was over in the UK told me that they have actually opened up an investigation there in the UK about the Brexit vote, thinking that it was somehow rigged as well, and they're investigating. So they may do that here. I know that I was looking at Yahoo News and California, you know, the colleges, they were like in, you know, protest mode. You know, I don't have a Twitter account, but there's supposedly a Twitter, not my president, hashtag not my president, I think is what it's called. And it is trending right now. So California is not accepting it laying down. And, you know, it just seems so ironic that, you know, liars lie and always project onto those that they lie about the things that they are. So Trump has been talking about this rigged thing from quite some, you know, for the last, when it looked like he was going to lose, he's been talking about the election being rigged. But what if really what he was doing was channeling his own knowledge that it was going to be rigged because of his participation as a New World Order leader? Because literally, if you saw that last cartoon that I sent out, him as the Antichrist, that's who the Antichrist is. The leader of, you know, the Illuminati and the New World Order. I don't know what they call that, because do you remember what they call that?
No.
Armageddon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah.
The beginning
that's
of Armageddon, you have to have an Antichrist.
Yeah.
So that kind of, to me, and that particular level of identity that they gave me was like the last thing that they told me about him, but there wasn't much information about it. It was kind of like, I've just been kind of in a waiting mode for the last week or so, waiting, expecting, you know, that today I would be able to, you know, get back to some normal work and stop, you know, being glued to the TV. And yet, here we are. So, all I can say is, it will get better. You know, we have to have faith in that there is a higher plan at play, and that ultimately we will be free from this system. And
yeah.
I, you know, kind of pledge to speed it up as I can, which means that I may need to like reorganize the way that I work, you know, so that I can get more support. And I know you do. I'm not asking you, Ashley. Like they're listening, those that are newsletter readers that are not clients. And basically, you know, I mean, I'm like maybe one of the things that they listen to, but they're not actively supporting me or the work in any way. I mean, from my perspective, they've actually just kind of been, you know, freeloaders always expecting, you know, the information to be available for them, and they don't contribute anything. And universal law says that for you to get, you got to give.
Right.
Right. You know, like I said, if I could, I've been having visions more recently of being in a place. This is more like a physical place that looks more beachy because, you know, I really miss the ocean being here in Arizona, that I could devote, you know, almost all of my time to doing the planetary work that's needed, because this is showing me that that's really what's going to be needed, is total concentration on shutting down the matrix at a speed that is much faster than the way that, you know, it's been up till now. So, got any ideas on that?
No, I will as they come to me. I just, you know, on our last note is, you know, for people who are, you know, have always just been newsletter readers, I mean, I'm so frustrated this morning, but I know personally with my life, and if you read my blog, Conscious Participator, which I have 5 different things I need to write about, just personally how much these clearings make a difference. And so with the planetary clearings, I have the hope, and I know that we're not going to be on that path of the Armageddon and the apocalypse coming, because we do have you and the Ashtar Command doing the work they do. Because I just know, as I said, personally, I'm not even the same person I was 3 years ago, and it works. But it's a lot. I mean, you're one person, and you do need more support and more help, and I know you're going to get that. I have faith.
Okay. So I think...
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for doing the wrap-up.
Yeah.
So,
that was the pep talk, the planetary pep talk for everybody out there.
Yes, thanks for the planetary pep talk that everything's going to be okay. Just hang in there and let's see how things unfold. And I will keep, keep you posted. And like I said, maybe we'll do some more of these calls so that to those of you that know me, you know I prefer to talk rather than write. So, like I said, we'll do some more of these going forward to just kind of keep things updated to see what's going on. So thank you so much for doing this with me today, Ashley. And
absolutely, my pleasure.
Have a good rest of your day.
All right, same to you. Thanks, Alexandria.
Bye.